Very good. We're going to move next to item number 5, South Dakota Go Outdoors. This will be an update. I believe we have Keith Fisk joining us. Is he still joining us online? All right. Welcome, Keith. Thank you. Begin when you're ready.
Good afternoon, members of the commission. Thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioner Secretary Roebling. Excuse me. Have a brief update for you folks from our last meeting. Most of the applications from the Go Outdoor Systems, our licensing system, have been progressing here very well over the last several months. It's a true testament that people certainly are navigating the system, so that's nice to see. Just a few short weeks ago, we did open up our Prairie Spring Turkey leftover licenses. Those were available first come, first serve. There were about 300 licenses, and those licenses sold out anywhere from 2 to 10 minutes. So certainly a lot of interest in those licenses. People were on their computers pecking and hunting and trying to get any of those licenses that they could. So it was an exciting time, but was a really good success story. System worked well, and a lot of interest in those. Currently we have open right now West River and East River Special Buck and then Special Antelope. Those applications close tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And then if you recall from your last meeting where you folks finalized the non-resident archery public private land deer draw process, we just opened that here on Tuesday. And so 2 days in, we already have 500 applications. So a lot of interest and a lot of people keeping close tabs on that. As a reminder to the public, those that application period will close here on May 11th at 8 o'clock Central Time. And then later this month, the non-resident antelope public private land draw applications will open. And a lot of interest in that one as well. And then as a reminder for all those folks, if you're just hunting on private land, both the non-resident archery deer and non-resident archery antelope, those will be available, the unlimited number. Those will be available for folks beginning June 1st here later this summer. So a lot of activity on the front there for the non-residents as far as big game hunting. Also opening up here next week are our 5 elk seasons, as well as our 2 bighorn sheep seasons. So those are some of the high profile applications and seasons. Lots of people have many, many preference points that certainly all want to try to draw those licenses. As a reminder, last year we set a brand new record for our 5 elk seasons, over 40,000 applications. We'll be excited to see what we see for this year, but the interest in quote unquote Western big game hunting in South Dakota is kind of right on the edge there. There's a tremendous interest in big game hunting for mule deer and whitetail in Western South Dakota and of course our elk season. So really anticipating a large number of applications coming in for those seasons as well. Just for the general public, you know, we've gone all online here for 2023, but of course, if people have issues, I'm probably going to keep harping on this one for a couple months yet. But if they have issues, we're certainly going to take care of individuals. Go ahead, call our help desk, that's 605-223-7660, or stop by any Game Fish and Parks Wildlife Division office, and we'll certainly be able to help individuals if they don't have access to a computer or don't have the internet or something like that. We certainly want to accommodate those individuals, so we're prepared to do that as well. Later this month, we also have our last and final paddlefish season opening up, Gavin's Point. And then our West River Special Buck, the second draw, will already start to be kicked off. So things in the licensing office are well underway. We're set up for a really busy draw cycle here, starting off here next week with the elk. So it's going to be a big one and very busy. And overall, Madam Chair, you know, things are going really well with the new system. We're still working through a couple of issues here and there. And I would just ask that, you know, this system still is new. We're certainly still experiencing growing pains. And if individuals have something that's not working, I would just ask for their patience. You know, we're going to work as hard as we can and work with our vendor to get those issues ironed out and up and going as soon as we can. And just be a little bit patient. And we'll certainly work on those issues if they do indeed come up. So hopefully we don't run into any of those types of issues, but that's certainly a possibility. Lastly, I guess I would just want to thank all the licensing staff. We've really got a really group of talented staff that spend a tremendous amount of time and put in a great deal of effort and dedication, and I really appreciate all their efforts. And with that, Madam Chair, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer any of them.
Any questions for Keith? Keith, I do have a question for you. You had mentioned the availability of the staff. So when folks are going online, or maybe they don't have a computer or can't go online to get those licenses submitted, how often are you hearing that help is needed from your staff?
I don't know if I've got a great feel for that, Madam Chair. Certainly our help desk or the call center definitely does take a fair number of calls. The call center is open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. That's that first route. And I certainly know that there's probably a relatively small number of individuals, but it might be, for the elk season, it's probably going to be 300-400 people. And then, of course, there's always a handful of individuals that stop by. You know, it might be the Watertown office or the Rapid City office, a number of individuals that are going to come by and need some extra assistance. So certainly manageable. But yeah, our staff are there and willing to help folks.
All right. Thank you. All right, Keith Fisk. Next up, we have Jody Bouchard, our Parks Business Manager, for an update.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commission members. My name is Jody Bouchard, and I am the business manager here on the park side. The last 3 years, my primary job has been to be the point of contact with Brandt, our vendor, just anything related to the park side. The last time I spoke to the commission was about a year ago, and we were just starting to get our feet wet with reservations and selling PELs within the new system. And things were going pretty well. We knew we had some bugs to work on, nothing we wanted to touch during the summer season. So we really worked hard this winter and got some changes done. In January, we did an update. Our biggest concern last year was definitely the multiple reservation workflow. And we've updated that as of January. Now customers are able to pick, if they're signed in with their profile, they're able to pick up to 10 sites, place them in their cart, and then put in the occupant information from there. So that's been a good benefit. We've heard a lot of good things on that. It was a good change for us. With that change, we also did limit the number of reservations per transaction when a customer is using the guest checkout. Administratively, we've just discovered that it's easier for us to manipulate customer reservations, and for safety issues, we just want to be able to find who is in our parks at any given time if there's an emergency or whatnot. Another thing I want to let you guys know about is our disabled vet program. When a customer is issued that lifetime disabled vet license, we also sell a $0 license in the system, and that just allows that customer, when they do log in as a profiled customer, they get that 50% discount right away. They don't have to call us. They don't have to get a refund. It just automatically applies to that. So if they're online doing it themselves, they can do that, or the call center, they can do it there too. So that's an exciting step for those customers for us. Thursday, we did do an update site-wide. Our January update was more customer-based, and our Thursday update was more internal. So we took needs and wants for our staff and did some register updates, some report updates, and really focused on things that we needed for our staff. One update that we did do for the public was we noticed that the aerial map was not working. And that is where our 360-degree view was. And so that's fixed and up. I know that's a favorite of customers. You can go in and take kind of a mini vacation if you want and walk around parks. So that's exciting to get that up and going. Just a couple things. I did take a look yesterday. Custer, between May 1st and September 30th, our reservable sites were probably at about 75% occupied for the summer. So those are good numbers. still able to get customers in if need be. We still have those first come, first serve sites there too, so we can get more people in. And I also wanted to mention that as of today, July 12th, our 90-day window is open. So we're through our Memorial Day, we're through our Juneteenth and July 4th reservation dates. And I'm sure there's still a handful of sites out there that are available park to park, but really those are looking solid. We have a pretty good fill for those weekends. Obviously, we encourage customers to get out there and make those reservations as soon as they can. And we also encourage that if you want a little bit of a break and you don't want to be around a lot of people, that our weekdays are pretty open during the summer. So we encourage people to go and go in during the weekdays. That's all I have to share. If anybody has any questions.
Any questions for Jody? No questions. Well, job well done. I know the last year has had a few hiccups for all when it comes to the website. It's nice to see those challenges are turning into some good success stories. So good job. Thank you.